Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time. Yeah. And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof, which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions. Yep. So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production. Again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers, dude, you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, jeez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in, though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber, and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast, home of unqualified opinion, and also, in equal measure, the home of unwavering bias. The date is the 26th of July, 2021. Also, my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Willie Burms.
Shout out, Willie.
Second birthday in a row in lockdown. Cheering. I'm sure there are a lot of people going through that. Joined, as always, by my good friend, Edward Simpson. How are you?
Good, mate. Drowning in the Olympics right now.
Thank God they're on, dude.
Thank the heavens. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I wasn't much fanfare around the Olympics for me.
Well,
I wasn't. I was
COVID,
just like,
fucking.
You know what I mean? It wasn't really talked about. There doesn't seem, didn't seem to be much promotion. But now that we're here and we're balls deep in it, and if you live in Sydney, you're in lockdown, there's fuck all else to do. I'm absolutely loving it.
Loving it. There's so much on. Obviously, we're like, you know, when you come from the lockdown perspective, if we were just locked down with the weekend to look forward to, I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, we might find a new Tiger King documentary sort of. I'm just thinking about last year. Like,
yeah, but I'm sort of done with that shit. You know what I mean? That another Tiger King documentry
isn't what the people
is not
are
what I need.
No, it's we not, need to it's sit not down. Gonna, it's, not gonna lift, it's not gonna lift you up. It's not gonna to buoy the boys and girls.
It's not gonna get me screaming at the TV like I did yesterday when the Golden Girls won the 4x1. Is it?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. But thank fuck that's on. Obviously the rugby league's still doing its thing.
Well, it does its thing Thursday to Sunday, Tom.
Yep.
And it's not gonna stop.
And obviously there's still like rugby league dribble and yarn around, which we'll get to.
Look, rugby league realizing the situation we are in as a people and knows it needs to play its role.
Yes.
Which is a healthy dose of scandal.
But not too much scandal, rugby league, because if you get kicked out of Queensland, there'll be some issues. But we'll get to that. Edward, the last week since I've seen you, I mean, I assume you've done very little. I know I've done very little, but what have you done?
Very little.
Very little.
Very little. Yep. Watch the Olympics.
Watch
you know
the Olympics.
What I mean?
Watch
done a bit of running.
Yeah.
I've done a bit of running, punters and dribblers. I'm back on the roads. I'm pounding the pavement. I'm trying to be the best version of myself I possibly can.
Yeah, yeah. Make. Set some lockdown goals. Shout out to Ed Liston, who last night in our little fitness group called Hot Pigs was like, what's everyone's lockdown goals? Because we've all been like intermittently exercising for a long time. We all had a great period last year, and then it's just been like some better than others, myself being non-existent on the fucking chat group. Then he was like, yeah, let's set, what's everyone's fucking lockdown goals? Mine's to run like X amount of Ks this week. I was like, fuck it, all right.
What's your goal, buddy?
Mine's just running 3 fucking times this week. That's it. I just got to get out there and run 3 times. If I can do that, I'm going to run today after this podcast. Monday, then I've already fucking, I've only got 2 more to go. And then I try and be better than those goals. You know what I mean? Set those goals as like a base.
I'll run past the goals.
Well, I'll run 3 times. Shin splint's still a lingering concern.
Have you got better shoes yet?
No.
I went running with Tom the other day, punters and dribblers, and I think it's only fair that I be honest with you. I know why he's got shin splints. I know now. I've seen him in action. He runs in like 3-quarter pants and and fucking these like old school Reeboks, are they? Or Adidas. Also, I'm like, they're not for running, bro.
3-quarter pants, where'd that come from?
They look pretty long.
They were baggy as shorts.
They were baggy as fuck. I'm like, you chafed to death in those.
No, I've got special chafe proof. Do you want to get my chafe proof undies? I won't. I mean, it's not a sponsorship, but.
Oh, you don't wear them? You pack them separately.
These ones we were given by a sponsor a while ago, actually. But well, like someone who was like, try them out, maybe sponsor. This is free, Sparks underwear.
Are they like that quick dry material kind of
thing?
Dude,
it's just
still
like here is a separate chamber for your junk. So you put your junk in the separate chamber.
Sits
and then,
in a pouch.
Yes, and then this separates the thighs. It's like, bruh, it's night and day running in just like shorts and then or like undies, and then you whack these on. Good opportunity for an underwear sponsorship, actually, if anyone
absolutely
wants to.
Nice, Tom. Proud of you, bro. Yeah. But look, I saw the shoes he was using. Fucking no good. Like, not running shoes at all. They're like stylish sort of. Look. Look at them.
How old are they?
They're no good.
They're a couple of years old. Is that bad? A couple of years. I mean, I'm not saying it.
Tom,
I
know you're a big boy. You need support.
I know.
Dude, I swear they stopped making that design like last decade.
Yeah, I know it's not good, but I'm like, is it that bad?
Like, you would. That's what you would expect to see someone wearing in like the marathon in the 1970 yeah. Olympics.
That's like a film about like a high school basketball team from a really poor area. And they've all got those shoes.
Yeah. Well, look, that's what I'm working with. Watch the YouTube video if you want to see it. But we're back pounding pavement is basically the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, look, that is the most important thing. I still think you need new shoes, bro.
No, I definitely do need new shoes. And I've had a lot of like physios reach out to me about how to fix shin splints and like massaging the calf and the shin and all that sort
You've
of shit.
You've done nothing, have you?
I was meant to massage it yesterday and the day before, and I kept forgetting. And then this morning, I felt my calves.
Why do you just do it when you're on the couch?
Oh no, there's no like, oh, just fucking. Here's a good time to do it. It's like there are a plethora of good times to be doing it. I just don't, which is fucking stupid because I'm gonna get shin splints again. And be like, oh no, can't exercise.
I go, oh, I know what you mean though. I'm the same thing with stretching because I get like a sore lower back, and same. It's all to do. At least I've been led to believe, with the tightness of the hamstring, yep. which connects to the back, DI. You're looking on in interest.
Oh, yeah.
A lot to learn about backs, young buck. It'll come. Your time will come.
Yeah, don't worry. You were
and I do nothing about
the
it.
The high 20s, your back starts to seize up.
Oh, yeah. It seize. Like, mate, half of my mates have got fucking bulging discs and shit. Yeah. It's a mess out there. People are in pain.
My lower back's fucked. My lower back's sore. Like, you just feel it. Some days it's great. And then other days you're like, ooh. I don't know if I've done anything differently, but it just feels like it's that time in my back's life cycle.
Oh, you probably turned around, you know?
Yeah.
Probably picked up something off a shelf.
Rolled off the
bed
fucking inappropriately.
Yeah. Possibly. You
know? I mean, who knows? What who knows? But it's hard out there. Well, I don't know. I don't know about it in a lovemaking situation, though that can happen. The cramp in a lovemaking situation is...
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing when you're like, oh no, I'm trying to like maintain some sort of... sexy allure that I'm like, you know, I'm in this and, you know, looking as best I can. And then it's like your fucking hamstring starts to cramp or like your foot and you're like, holy shit, this is how I die. Through just sheer pain of a cramp that I'm trying to pretend
how
like
did
it's
die
not
a cramp.
Oh, his foot cramped and then he
cramped
just
when he was on the job. Now, so I know what you mean. I should be stretching all the time. I never do.
Yeah. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is.
But the flexibility of like a 90-year-old man, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. And you feel way better when you do it as well. It's just that you don't do it. It's like, especially in lockdown. Anyway, we will be better, Eddie. We're crushing goals now.
Yeah.
Right? We're crushing lockdown goals.
That's it.
Not everyone crushing lockdown goals, because I think one of the lockdown goals is to stay locked down. And unfortunately, and this is not to take a political bent, but here we go. Lockdown broken on the weekend by like 35,000 people, which is nice.
Tell you what I'll say about those crowd numbers. Now, I didn't count people individually, but the footage I saw, which was from like a raise, it was from like, you know, 20 floors up. I'm like, that's not 3,500 people. That's like 20,000 people.
Like, it seemed like a lot of people.
The street was fucking lined for like 500 meters.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not 3,500. No way.
No. It's seeing them all out there when we've been in lockdown for a month now, is it?
Yeah.
Seeing them all out there, it was just like, it was like if you built like a big fucking block tower, you know, in your kid's toy room, and then you see someone else just come along and just start knocking out fucking pieces, and you're like, this thing's starting to fall. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? We've spent so much time trying to build.
Well, you know what it is?
Thing.
It's the sicko at the fucking down at the beach when you've built a sandcastle of note. You know, one that you imagine in your own world might be preserved. You know how they can preserve them with like
even if the tide comes up, this thing's still going to survive.
It's sturdy, mate. This thing could be here for all time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but from the fortifications I've built, the moat work I've put in, this is looking like it could be here for all time.
The structural contingencies.
And then some dickhead comes along and fucking boots it and runs off.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it feels like, I think.
That's a little bit of what it feels like. And it's very... I tell you what was funny, and this is a little bit more of a sporting angle on it. Well, did you know anyone who was there? I saw a couple of people that I knew, like, putting stories up and shit where I'm like, people that I, like, know, but, you know, people where you're like, oh, your friend's on Facebook from, like, 20 years ago or something. You're like, oh, okay. So this is the path that your life took. But Kevin Gordon of former Titans winger fame wrote a song about standing up. Maybe we save that song for the dribbles and shit when we've got the audio, but it's, you know, in the annals of history and political anthems and fucking Kevin stands up. I will say that. Kevin stands up. Can't tell if it was produced purely by himself on an afternoon wherever Kevin lives, but you can see why he left rugby league.
Is he a songbird of his generation?
You can see why he left rugby league. Like, that's not, rugby league wasn't his talent. Let me put it that way. It was whatever this song is.
Political anthems.
Political anthems. beautifully written. The musical composition is fucking second to none.
So have you got it, Dave?
No, I can find it though.
I reckon you could probably find it, Dave.
Yeah, I've just been
it's
looking
already
up
on
which
Spotify.
Yeah, I've just been looking up which notable people were at the podcast at the protests, like Anthony Mundine.
Chuck Mundine, that guy who predicts fucking, who was predicting it on TikTok.
Wasn't that guy a fraudster? Wasn't he getting the good oil from inside?
Of course he was. He wasn't actually predicting it.
Yeah.
He was like a comedian. But like everyone was getting the numbers the night before they were going out. Like every fucking chat group I was in was like throwing out the numbers. There's just leaks from the fucking, which isn't surprising.
I think I saw on the news, I think Roy Asatasi was there as well.
That's Big Roy. Surprising. Fucking.
Or it might have been another ex-South player, but I think it was him.
But like the guy from TikTok or whatever who was like announcing the numbers had a 5-day stretch where like people thought that he was like, I mean, they obviously knew he wasn't legitimately predicting him, but he had like this little 5-day glow up. And then now it's like, seems like a desperate attempt to main, like now that he isn't the guy predicting the numbers because they've now worked out how he's fucking doing it.
Well, they've shut off his source.
He's now like, what do I do? How do I
stay relevant?
Stay relevant. And so he like went to the fucking rally and like gave a speech that was just.
He gave a speech.
Yeah.
What is happening to the world?
I know.
Who would listen to that shit? Good Lord.
Like people who go to the rallies, right? Like,
fucking hell.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him in a sense. Well, I don't feel sorry for all the people at the rally. But, like, I tell you what doesn't help the cause. This is what doesn't help. So when you've got all these people there, largely you would assume, like, reared on a healthy dose of conspiracy, right? Like
Well, look, there was a lot of tinfoil hats.
There was a lot of tinfoil hats.
You might not have seen them, but they were there.
They were there. Alfoil sold out.
Can't get alfoil in Southwest Sydney.
But, like, when they released that photo of the dude punching the horse, and they just put the photo out. And everyone, mate, I was fooled by it. I was like, that fucking piece of shit. Like, look at this absolute loser punching a horse. And then you see the video and you're like, oh, he didn't punch it.
Pushes a horse.
The horse is like swinging. But like, it wasn't even like an aggressive, like trying to get at the horse. You know what I mean? Again, I'm not fucking pro this march. It's fucking ridiculous. But like, he didn't try and assault that horse. He just was like, oh, fuck, the horse's face is right near me.
Yeah, but they can use it to their own advantage.
I know they can, but I'm saying if you get your tinfoil hat guys who then are like,
oh, I know.
This is the media fucking trying to control us. It's like, yeah, like I see how that feeds into your whole fucking tinfoil hat fucking, you know, lunchbox of bullshit yarns. But like, it's just more like, I don't think they're that as connected as you might hope.
Fuels the fire.
Yeah, it fuels the fire.
Oh, fucking fuels it.
I tell you what doesn't
The building of a wild tangent. Like,
yes.
No one does wild tangents better than the conspiracy theorists.
Dude.
They're fucking linking all kinds of shit together. Yeah. You're like, bruh, yeah. This is linked to this. Big Pharma trying to control us. The government want our information. They've already got it, dipshits. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? You reckon signing in fucking changed anything?
No.
They've been tracking you for fucking years, motherfuckers.
You've got a phone on you, dude. Where
they're like, I don't want them to have my photo. Bruh, have you heard of a driver's license? What the fuck are you talking about passports and shit, like your bank card. They know what the fuck you're up to, bro.
Your details
what are you talking
are there.
About?
Yeah, the horse is bolted in terms of keeping your ID.
Mate. This isn't the straw that broke the camel's back. This shit, fucking lost your mind.
But I wonder if there's anyone who's part of the who is part of the Freedom Rally, whatever the fuck it was called, who's not a conspiracy theorist, right? Like, whose just business has been complete, like, the business they've spent their life building has just completely been fucked, and the government's offered no support, really. all that sort of shit. And they like have real sort of genuine reasons behind fucking being frustrated and upset and outraged.
Well, frustrated by another lockdown because but there's like, no vaccines.
But going down to this march going, you know what, this is the right thing to do. We want to go and have our voices heard. And then getting down there and seeing a shirtless guy twirling fire swords.
You would have been like, oh. And you've gone down there with your mask on doing the right thing and some bloke's fucking breathing fire all over you.
He's gone
off his guts. You'd be like, Jesus Christ.
This isn't...
You probably bought your daughter like, yeah, we're going to make a change.
This isn't the greatest representation of the argument I was trying to make now, was it, with this fire twirler? Fire twirl is always a big day. But yeah, seeing that guy, I was like, fuck, yeah, this also, I mean, if you thought it was dumb before.
Oh, it just got dumber and dumber. Good Lord.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, but they weren't helping themselves either. You know what I mean? Like, if you're pro-freedom, getting the knives and the swords and shit out, it puts you in a certain category that, you know.
It's going to be hard to.
It's going to be hard to shake how I think about you
that
now.
That category comes with inbuilt and inherent baggage that I'm sorry you can't excommunicate yourself from. If you're part of the fire twirl crowd, then that says a lot.
That says a fuckload about you, mate.
If you're standing there and you're putting like petrol into your mouth, but you're also protesting, oh, I don't want other stuff in my body. I don't want people controlling what I put in my body.
I'm not putting a vaccine in my body, but I'm going to drink petrol and burn my fucking esophagus to shit. Yeah.
You know, I can't taste food anymore because I've had so much kerosene in my mouth and it's just killed all my taste buds. But I'm a fire twirler, so it's just.
But have you heard fucking this vaccine, like you lose your taste?
Yeah, Bilderberg Group. All right, dude. Sorry.
Plandemic.
As an Antifa person, though, Dave, I thought it might have.
Did you? You would have
ruffled
marched.
Your feathers.
No, I would not have marched. But to be, while I may be Antifa, I'm not an idiot.
No, that's true. You aren't an idiot.
But I don't know, the whole horse thing. I was also a bit like, oh, really? But I mean, that just stems back to like horses shouldn't be used as half-ton batons for police to beat people with. So
I don't fucking mind that angle as well, right?
Change.
Yeah, like you think it's almost fucked that they just bring the horse into that situation?
Yeah, I think horses and dogs being used for cops—that's animal cruelty. What horse wants to be a cop? And same for a dog.
I reckon dogs might enjoy it more than a horse. Well, you can train a dog to rip and tear though as well. Like,
well, yeah. Plus, you can sniff drugs if you're a dog, which I guess might be enjoyable for them.
Dave,
possibly. Possibly. Oh, I know what you mean about the horse thing.
Yeah, the horse thing I think is fair.
Yeah, also, like, a lot of people coming out about, like, how bad it is. Oh, you should, like, go to jail, animal cruelty. It's like, well, I mean, like, have you ever watched a horse race? They don't not hit them in horse races with a whip.
Again, anyway. That's different, I think, because those horses are so well taken care of in the horse racing industry. Like, they live, like, good fucking lives. Yeah. They just have to run once a week, and they get a whip on the ass. The hides of a horse, like, I don't even think... Obviously, it's not like it doesn't hurt them, but it just sort of shocks them. I agree with you that
people are blowing that out of proportion and, like, distracting from the actual issue, which is,
that guy didn't punch the horse. He's a fucking idiot. And he looked exactly like I imagined someone at that rally looks.
And to be wearing a freedom singlet in the middle of fucking July, but like...
Yes.
He didn't hit the horse.
He didn't hit the horse.
Yeah. We know that for sure.
That we do know. But then people are like, well, still team horse. And I'm like, that doesn't matter. You can't be team horse because there's no team. The guy didn't hit the fucking horse.
Yeah.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets in the About Even private group on the Neds app. Also following our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but... The civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're gonna talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Ah, oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more.
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at harlowsport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to harlowsport.shop. Bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
I think it's time to talk about the Olympics.
Fucking oath, Tom.
It's all I care about in these lockdown times. There's not
I wanted
else.
To start with something, Tom.
Yeah, you start.
Now, I hope this isn't... I don't want to start negative. Because obviously, I love my country. I love our Olympic team.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I'm fucking loving the Olympics. And shout out to Tokyo for being 1 hour behind us. Because that's terrific
stuff. That works nicely, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't know if they planned that. You know? I don't know if that was preordained or not.
Is
but
it like if Tokyo went, let's set our clocks
well, if Japan as an island was like, let's move ourselves into position here geographically.
Yeah.
So that in the year 2021, Sydney specifically gets a fucking great time zone for the Olympics.
If some sort of Nostradamus were working towards that, then I am very grateful right now.
Well, it could have been Sir Sanford Fleming who invented the system of worldwide time zones in 1878.
You gotta love that.
Shout out to Sanford.
Yeah.
You'd have to shout out Sanford.
Sanford, you're a fucking, you're a pioneer and you're a visionary.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my gripe. My gripe is with Australia's uniform, specifically the colouring. Now, I was under the impression, much as I think the punter and the dribbler were, that Australia wears green and gold. I've seen a lot of yellow. And I'm just like, where did we go wrong?
Well, I feel like...
It's like fluoro yellow.
Yeah, that's just a constant battle, though, I feel. I feel like we have, as a nation, got some sort of like... We're like immunocompromised as a country in that there's no way of curing it, and it's just that we are never seemingly able to get the colours of our national dress right ever.
Ever.
It's like... there's never a time. Even you look at the Wallabies. That's not even really Wallaby gold. Like, it's just... We can never get it right.
But green and yellow is not like, if you ask someone on the street what are our colours, they'd say green and gold. That's what they would say. They would, no one would say green and yellow.
No, but I mean, the Australian one day strip is sometimes bordering on the yellow of the budget.
It's canary yellow.
Well, canary yellow, yes.
But I think it leans into it. It's like we're canary yellow.
Maybe. Look, I hear what you're saying, and it is a negative way to start off the Olympic chat, Eddie, but I hear what you're saying.
I just need to get off my chest.
We can't get the colours right. Japan throwing up one of the more bizarre opening ceremonies, obviously because there was no one there, it felt very dystopian to me that like Hunger Games-y, where it's like the world's on fire and we're all out here, a lot of our countries are at war and we're just here waving to no one in the audience and pretending like everything's okay. And I was just watching it like, this is fucking bizarre. And they had Japanese hype men behind every country just fucking trying to get everyone up. And I'm like, no one's in there.
I felt bad for them because those half of them were like kids as well. And they were just standing on the side doing these ones. Like,
Yeah. I felt bad for Japan. Like all of the shit they'd planned for this opening ceremony and no one's in the stadium. And like there was a bit at one point and it was late at night. So I don't know who the fuck was watching, but where they cut to this like pre-produced package of this Japanese guy, like behind the scenes as a producer trying to get the things up, like the lights, and he's fucking some things up and there's like some jokes in there. And they've just got a crowd laugh track because that's where the crowd were meant to be laughing, because that's the funny part of the opening ceremony.
Oh,
and it was just like, dude, they've set all this shit up. The beach volleyball, they had a DJ there. They're in a stadium that's empty,
mate,
and there's a dude DJing at the beach volleyball.
It's
like,
terrible.
What the
I was thinking to myself, surely I don't know what the population of Japan is, but it's fucking massive.
Yeah,
it's could have found people willing and able to go into quarantine for fucking 2 weeks to attend the opening ceremony.
I think a lot of the Japanese don't want the Olympics there. I think they're all like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, their COVID cases are the worst they've been in 6 months. So they're like, this is not... It'd be like bringing fucking the Olympics here now. And everyone going, huh?
It'd be odd. But you got to claw back your money. I get it.
Well, the Olympics do.
Did you...
We'll say, yeah, but I mean, fuck, they've spilled all this shit.
That's what I mean. Japan would be clawing back money because they'd be going like, you need to give us more money potentially.
100% that would be.
Yeah.
Did you hear 100%. About, like, on the opening ceremony, did you hear about all the organisers that were fired before it?
No.
There's been like a string of them. So in February... A former prime minister who was like on the board of the opening ceremony was fired for saying that women talk too much and that a meeting with female board directors would take too much time.
Oh my God.
In March, the creative chief was fired after he said that a plus size comedian could play a role as an Olympic in the opening ceremony.
Oh my God.
And that's a joke.
Then there was another one like a week and a half ago where someone was, fired for like, you know, bullying behavior in their past. And then I think the night before or the day before the opening ceremony started, the guy who basically organized the opening ceremony, who was a former comedian, was forced to step down because some dodgy jokes from like 1998 surfaced.
Fuck, so it's the
what cancer. Sort of jokes?
Holocaust jokes.
They're never gonna fucking fly, are they? It's always a bad call, the old Holocaust joke.
1998, that's hell, mates.
I don't, I mean...
They've never flown, ever.
No, that's what I mean. I'm saying they've never flown, but I'm just like, why are you even fucking... Why anyone has a crack at a Holocaust joke? It just is.
No.
Right, well, look, shit shows, you know, shit show aplenty. I tell you who I think the real MVP of the opening ceremony is, the Australian commentary team, who I would just be like, oh, fuck, these people have been... talking about athletes that are walking out for 4 hours. Just like, and here come Trinidad and Tobago and in there, and they've obviously got a list of like shit.
Oh, they've got a run sheet. That's sort of off the top of the dome. Although still, Bruce McAvaney is a savant.
Dude, they make it sound very much like they're just talking out there.
I think Bruce is legitimately talking out his ass.
He's done enough of them.
He's done enough of them, and he fucking knows. He, like, knows all the old athletes and shit that used to fucking represent the country and, like, the times they performed in the 70s and shit. I'm like, Bruce, you're on a different fucking plane altogether, mate.
Yeah.
But he's just, like, a nerd. Well, he is for it.
But still, it was like, this has gone on for so long. I do wonder, with the athletes all coming out, whether we could speed that up. Like, I don't really need to see every fucking country on earth walk out of that thing that slowly and wave to no one. Like, if there's no one in the crowd, they should just be like, do, 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 do.
Yeah, it was a meandering pace, wasn't it?
Did anyone see the Yanks come out?
I didn't wait for them. It was
the most Yank fucking entrance I've ever seen. It was just like, the Yanks are just so...
Yanks.
They just lack self-awareness, if that's a word, more than any other nation, where like everyone's just walking out smiling and they're all like walking out like they're in a fucking music video and they're all like, it's like, dude, stop being so American for a second.
They can't turn it off, mate.
They can't, dude. It's non-stop.
Yeah, it is. It is fucking non-stop.
But anyway, look, it was a good opening ceremony and
it was all right. It was all right. Certainly wasn't the best I've ever seen, but that's all right. And then we move into the action.
Is Great Britain the biggest cop out? That's what I wanted to point. These just like Poms are such losers, right? And I say that with the greatest respect to Poms, they're our friends. But like, that they've got to all join forces for the Olympics. Like, you can't just compete on your own merits here. We've got Scotland, Northern Ireland, or whatever. Fuck.
Mate, they pick and fucking choose when depending on what day it is. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they'll, you know, never. Are they on board with the Scottish in soccer, for example? But then when Andy Murray wins Wimbledon, they're claiming he was their own. Yeah. I'm like, you can't have it both ways, motherfucker.
This is bullshit.
Like, which Englishman's on Team Scotland when they're playing in the rugby? Is fucking
Prince,
no one.
Is Prince William technically Welsh?
he's English, but he's the Prince of Wales.
Yeah.
It's a title.
I know, right? But that's like, don't you reckon that's almost like, if you're Welsh, I'm going, how are you my prince? You're not even Welsh, bro.
Yeah, I get
you. Well, but that's if you, but then you count, oh, Welsh is part of the UK and he's British.
Yeah. It's a shit show.
It's all very confusing. Is Great Britain a country?
No.
Or is it an amalgamation of countries?
It's a kingdom.
It's a kingdom. Well, because Great Britain is the United Kingdom, essentially. Same thing.
United Kingdom.
It's a kingdom.
Yeah.
It's Game of Thronesy when you just stop and listen to it.
Yeah.
United Kingdom, when really it's like, and only half of Ireland, I believe, falls under
top. North Ireland.
Well, it says here on Wikipedia, Great Britain is the island, so that counts.
No, that can't be right, because they take half of North Ireland.
No, but that's saying, I think that's what it's saying, is that Great Britain is the island, so that's just England, Scotland, Wales. Great Britain and Northern Ireland now constitute the United Kingdom. So Great Britain is like the landmass.
Okay.
And the United Kingdom is with Northern Ireland.
Okay. Sweet.
There we go.
It's all bullshit is what I'm saying. Yeah. They should compete as individual nations and have a crack like everyone else. You know what I mean? Like, why aren't we under there as part of the Commonwealth?
Because they're fucking weak and they know they can't cut it with the big boys. That's why,
and
Tom.
And then they sit up there with their medal tally. I'm like, you've got fucking all these countries.
Yeah, let's break this fucking thing down and see what it really looks like.
Embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Now, I've just got a list here of things that from the Olympics that sort of got me going because I was on the couch full of wine and vegan cigarette cookies.
I've been drinking a lot of scotch this lockdown.
Loving it. Yeah. Whiskey at 10 paces, and I've also got rum. Finished that rum you got us.
Yeah, I finished yours recently. Oh, well, a month ago, but it's gone. But I'll need a re-up.
Re-up on rum. And
I'll get it to you guys as soon as you get me my birthday present.
It's coming.
It's coming. It is coming.
We ordered it from a faraway land.
Just let me try and find here.
Did you get me some pilot pills?
Yeah. We probably should.
Did you see what the Russian... So Russia has been banned till 2022, but there's Russian athletes there. They can't compete under the name Russia or the flag or the anthem, right? So when they win an Olympic medal, gold specifically, what plays is Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto Number 1.
Why?
Don't know.
Is Tchaikovsky obviously Russian, I assume?
I would assume so. Mm.
How the fuck are they allowed to compete?
I don't know.
I thought if you were like...
I think they've got to have like a record of fucking purity or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they let the athletes compete, but not under like the system of the...
And what though? Like you're allowed to compete under no country? They're obviously not the refugees.
No, they're...
They're the Russian Olympic Committee. Yes. ROC is what they're coming up as.
Yes.
And it's like some weird...
I don't get it, but I think it's like we don't want to punish these athletes who may have done the right thing for the last 8 years, but...
Reminds me very much of the NRL and the Dragons. Oh, yeah, look, you did wrong, but we're kind of going to make it like you can still play, and no, we don't want to punish all you. It's like Russia should be punished as an entire fucking thing. Don't get me, Putin, just my opinion.
No, I completely agree. It's complete mad. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And you're telling me that every single athlete there wasn't in some way fucking jabbed up by Putin?
Of course they were.
He's one of the great jabbers all time. Yeah,
Putin.
They had him lined up and they were just bang, smashing him out. Yeah.
Their vaccine rollout would be phenomenal.
It'd have to be
out there.
Well, a jab of the vaccine, a jab of the good stuff.
Mix it together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just for COVID, but now I have a six pack and fucking traps for days. Tell you what the worst sport is and doesn't deserve to be in the Olympics. In fact, it should get out right now. Taekwondo. There, I said it. It's the stupidest fucking sport in the world. I'm not saying that there isn't skills within Taekwondo that can be respected, but as a sport that I'm going to watch, it is the dumbest fucking sport I've ever seen.
I watched Taekwondo for about 2.5 minutes just because I was like, ooh, Taekwondo's on.
Yeah.
Ooh, how does this work? I was like, this guy's kicking him in the chest. No points were coming up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? How does a man win?
This is all they do for the whole thing. Back foot. It's like they've just got one really dexterous front leg that they just like. And I'm just like, is this it? Like, this is just like flailing. This looks like two brothers in like the backyard pissed off. And he's like, you fuck off, dickhead. Fuck off. fuck off, like just putting their leg out. I'm like, this is boring as shit.
That looks like an old arcade game where the only move you knew was like to kick. And you're
yes,
just,
exactly, like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. Because
you're only facing the one side.
Yes. Mate, it's fucking madness. I tell you what else is makes no sense whatsoever. How the fuck did 3-on-3 basketball get a run?
And just snuck in. No fanfare. No,
mate, they just quietly walked that in one around the back.
It's like we
because they knew that the people would be like, what the fuck? We you can't just take two people off the fucking court. What are you talking
about? Get rid of half the court.
And get rid of half the court and two people and go 3-on-3 basketball. Only like, it's hoop. Not even a thing, though. Like, it's not a thing.
You take out Greco-Roman wrestling,
which has been happening since the dawn of time,
which was around when the ancients were getting it on.
Yeah.
And you're putting in 3-on-3 basketball? Who the fuck watches 3-on-3 basketball? I didn't know it was a thing until I went to basketball in the app to get the schedule up. And I was like, 3-on-3 basketball? Yeah. What the fuck is this?
I tell you what else. It sort of shows that, like, the people making decisions from the Olympic side of things are, like, boomers who are trying to appeal to kids. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oi, what's something that kids would love? Basketball. Wait, we've got basketball already, though, don't we? Yeah, what about, like, fucking the way they play it, like, when they're not professional? So what, you mean just like 3-on-3, like at a fucking local basketball court? Yes, let's do it.
Do you go back to halfway? Like,
I think you have to go outside the three-point line, which is essentially like the whole field. It kind of like the three-point line must be only like a meter from the end of the field where it ends. So I think you have to go outside of there.
Mate, I don't know.
It's dumb.
What have we become?
And like, you know, it's you get 1 point for like a hoop and 2 points for a three-pointer.
Yeah. It's like fucking... Like, pick up game. I tell you what hasn't fucking flopped, though. The skateboarding was sick yesterday. And the surfing's been pretty good as well.
I haven't watched the surfing, but the skateboarding was good. Well, because, like, the skateboarding was always going to be good because you've got the best skaters in the world.
And you knew what it was going to be.
Yes.
Who's, like, the best 3-on-3 basketball player in the world?
It's not a thing.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure Ice Cube has, like, a 3-on-3, like, competition he runs.
Ice Cube does.
Yeah. But it's not like he's got... It's not like it's some fucking crazy... successful, you know, you're not seeing it on mainstream. And that's not to say that everything mainstreams in the Olympics. In fact, a lot of it is not mainstream, but like sprinting or gymnastics.
Or handball.
But
which I don't get.
But for me, it's more about going, if there was no basketball in the Olympics and you brought in 3-on-3, I'd go, okay, all right, something new. But it's like, we already literally have this. Because, I mean, we could...
You know, it's like having rugby union...
And the rugby league.
And the sevens. Mm. Or rugby, you know what I mean?
Someone was saying they're trying to get... They want to get nines for Brisbane, when the 2032 Olympics. So I'm like, what, sevens and nines? That seems like the dumbest fucking idea ever.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That doesn't make sense.
You know what else was just while we're on 2032, shout out Brisbane. You know what was equally dystopian for me? Having a lot of dystopian vibes about the world at the moment. Was when... We knew we were the only city to win it. We had the fireworks already set up to go in Brisbane. Anastasia Palaszczuk is over in fucking Tokyo. And then ScoMo by a video link at home. And then when they announce it, she jumps up like she didn't know it was happening. And she goes, yes! And they're all hugging and jumping around like she didn't have 100% guarantee it was already happening. And then ScoMo on the video back in Australia going...
He's got his arms flailing.
Would have recorded that. Awkward. He was probably in bed.
He probably was. And the fireworks are going off in Brisbane. I'm like, you guys knew this was happening.
That's
all part of the world where you're like, this is so scat that these people don't think about how that looks. And like, it looks so stupid.
Yeah, because it is stupid. Like, they're trying to recreate
Sydney.
The pure adulation of Sydney when we won.
That's it.
Those days are behind us. Giving it to countries like Athens, no offense, and Rio that were just like fucking money pits.
Yeah.
And just made everyone looks at it now going, how much is it going to cost? No thanks.
Now, like, fuck that.
You can fuck that right off. Like,
yeah, so
and now this fucking Tokyo bed shit has just like, it's basically putting a fucking nail in the coffin of the whole thing. Yeah. People don't care as much as they used to.
No.
That's why it's
great, but I like watching it.
But like you won uncontested.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend like this was one of the great wins all time, because it wasn't.
Don't celebrate like that. This isn't Sydney 2000.
And this is, we're not taking away from the great people of Brisbane.
No.
We love Brisbane. It's gonna be a great
event.
Fucking great event. It's gonna be a great event. But like fucking back in your box a little bit.
Yeah,
you know
no one
I mean?
Else was going for it. This is like
they've got to start fucking like it's now flipped on its head. It used to be that you would like put together a proposal and you had to be accepted and bid and everyone would vote for you. Now it's the Olympic Committee going out to cities being like, how do you feel about hosting? You know what I mean? It's like
you it's, got, okay, do you want to host the Olympics and pay us money for it?
Mate, I'm pretty sure the Olympics have now got like BDMs that go out and like try and fucking sell the Olympics to cities.
There you go. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But that celebration was just so fucked up. I was just like, oh, yuck, you fucking losers. How anyone, like how ScoMo can have a smile on his face at all at the moment is just ridiculous. Again, political leaning, but
I will say this with the Olympics coming up 2032. Now, I'm under the impression that they're going to be doing some upgrades to the Gabba. I'd stress this, Tom, and I think it's worth mentioning.
Yep.
If they think that it will be acceptable for them to do renovations to the Gabba during an Ashes year when we need the Gabba Tour to fucking...
Is 2032 an Ashes year?
No, I'm just saying just leave it alone. Like, don't fucking ruin the vibe.
Not only that, if you think that you can fuck with the pitch,
they better not fucking lift that pitch up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be surprised, dude. As if Anastasia gives a fuck about the Ashes.
Oh, this is a concern. That's a little concerning. Yeah,
I don't trust her. She'll probably go out there with a fucking pitchfork and just start fucking it up.
Wouldn't surprise me. They're going to have tractors and shit all over there. They're going to have to get in there early and make sure that thing's dug up real
deep. Terrifying.
That's terrifying. But congratulations to the Gabba.
Congratulations. Look, before we get on to, a little bit more of the Olympics, because that's all that we fucking... Oh, I tell you what I did do.
Heaps of rugby league, though.
There is heaps of rugby league. Obviously, now that you and I are pounding the pavement... And, we're in a new sort of fit phase of our life.
Yep. I'm getting running videos coming up on my Instagram.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. I need to probably get some running shoe videos coming up on my Instagram. But obviously you've been vaping. As soon as we went into lockdown, a friend of ours who will not be named had a heap of vapes that he came into contact with.
He may or may not have a chin.
He may or may not have a chin, but he certainly has vapes. And I went and I purchased one off him at the start of the lockdown.
I remember that.
And I was like, I don't even know why. I just fucking, like, I don't really vape all that much, but I was just like, fuck it, I'll get one. And then I just obviously became addicted to it within like 24 hours and was just pumping all the time. I'd have to hide it from Steph in the house. She's like, you can't be fucking just vaping on the couch. I'm like, that's fair. But anyway, this thing just never ran out and it just kept going. And I kept going, well, once I finish it, I'll just like, once it finishes, I'll put it down, I'll put the vape down and I'm done. Because I'm getting really sort of indulgent with this fucking vape. But it just would not go out. And I'm like, well, fuck it, man. I've made a commitment that I've just got to keep pounding this thing.
Yeah.
And then as I'm doing it, I'm watching the ceremony. I'm literally taking a drag as Naomi Osaka's lighting the Olympic flame. And I take the drag and then it goes, and the light goes, and it goes out as the flame lights. And I'm like, holy shit. I may have like invariably like sort of by distance lit the Olympic flame.
Like butterfly effect.
Butterfly effect. And it ran out. And so I put it down and I was like, all right, that seems like a nice time to do it.
And you're done.
And I'm done. Have I thought about it every single second of the day since? Yes, but I'm done. Technically, I'm done.
Do you reckon you'll pick it back up?
I don't think I'm going to go buy one like I did last time, right? Like if I've got it there, then you pump it. Mm. If it's not there... I've got no option. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a tough one though, because it's fucking good. I'd love for someone to come out and say they're not bad for you.
But I don't think that's coming.
If you went around to the rally the other day, you could have found a few people who would have verified that opinion.
I just don't
know if that's going to come out, Tom. I'd like it to.
Yeah.
But I don't think it will.
Now we got Golf Australia in the women's 4x100.
Golf Australia. Now, our golden girls are so golden.
They are as golden as girls get.
Has anyone got more golden girls than us?
No.
They won by half the pool yesterday.
We're three. That's the third on the trot they've won. A third Olympics on the trot they've won, the 4x1. What I want to know is, when you see how much they beat the world record by, every time someone hits a world record, you're like, how the fuck are we getting quicker than that? Do you know what I mean? Because like that was significantly quicker. It was like half a body length.
I liked your point. We were in that group chat. They were like, "That's one of the best performances of all time." It's like, no, it is the best.
It's the best performance.
They broke the world record by like a body length. That was what are you talking about?
That's one of the greatest relay swims we've ever seen. I'm like, no, the greatest relay swim you've ever seen, because no humans have ever swum faster than that, and they were basically ahead of world record time the entire swim.
Like. Call it how it is, you
motherfuckers.
That's
the greatest swim we've ever seen.
No one swam quicker in the history of man. And that's including the fucking dolphin suit era.
Yeah.
Which was a disgrace and a stain on the sport. They were saying the other night, Ian Thorpe's record would still stand from 2002 if they didn't fucking invent those suits.
Really?
They should revise that as a nod to the great Ian Thorpe, who I'm loving in commentary. He's not the world's best commentator, but out of respect.
He needs to be there.
He has to be there. Yeah. Like, he stumbles over his notes a little bit, and like sometimes he gets things wrong. Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Gravitas. Need the
gravitas. Some people just ooze big dick energy.
Yeah.
And Ian does.
Speaking of like former players or greats in the commentary, Andrew Gaze. Is there an Australian athlete, either current or living, dead, whatever, who is more capable of also being in the Wiggles as Andrew Gaze? He just seems like such a fuddy-duddy, goofy, like...
Does anyone love their sport more, though, as well?
Oh, Andrew Gaze, I think, would be the biggest basketball
Like, when
fan.
The Boomers are playing, Andrew's having, like, a two-hour-long orgasm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
just in heaven.
Andrew, one of the biggest orgasmers on commentary whenever there's basketball on. Maybe the biggest.
He was foaming at the mouth in that game against Nigeria last night. Losing it.
Loves it. And good on him. Good on him. So he should. But definitely a career in the Wiggles for you if you ever step away from the hoops. In my opinion, as a connoisseur of the Wiggles these days, you've got what it takes, Andrew. The grey wiggle. What else happened, Eddie, in the Olympics? Our equestrian guy got done for bags before the tournament.
Look, you made a great point, and this isn't a pro-rack chat, but, like, from where I'm sitting, they should be testing the horse.
For ketamine, right?
Do you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. What does him having a toot have to do with anything? With his performance? Like,
also a couple of days before, right?
Like, it's not the night before.
No, he's not fucking high on his high horse.
And also, like, I don't think that would be an advantage.
No.
Wouldn't you need to be cool, calm, and collected on the back of the pony, not amped up?
You need to be able to whisper to the horse, whereas he'd be like, dude, we should start a bar together. You want to open a bar? Oi, you want to do a podcast with me, horse?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, call it horses for courses.
Horses for courses. He's not. You don't need to chew the horse's ear off.
No.
Literally.
You need to whisper.
You need to be able to talk to it softly, soothe it, get it over the jumps if that's what they were doing, or trot around the fucking pen if they were doing dressage. I just think that it's a little bit much. And I think that the fact that he was on the toot one day out probably shows they don't get tested very often.
Yeah, but I also am.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm also equally going, you are just about to go to an Olympics, dude. Why are you getting on the fucking gear? Like, what's the... For what?
One last fill, maybe. I don't know.
I know, but, like, your event goes for, like, what, a day at best? Just fucking save it for afterwards. Try get that gold. I tell you what, a bump of the good stuff off a gold medal would be much nicer.
Yeah, it would.
Not that I am into that, but I'm just saying. You know,
well, if you were into it, that's what you do.
Yes.
Fucking oath you would. Now I wouldn't take it off.
He's just like embarrassed and fucking had to stay home.
Mate. But again, I'm just like, he surely didn't think he was going to get tested.
You don't. Right? Or he's like a self-saboteur.
If you're on the Charles a day before you leave for your fucking, for the Olympics.
Olympic dream.
What was he in? What event was he in?
Equestrian.
Yeah, but equestrian's broad.
Is it? Sorry. Yeah, look, I'm not fucking au fait on my pony sports. With the greatest respect.
Show jumping.
See, again, I don't think you want to be fucking high as
on your high horse when you're
doing show jumping.
It's a delicate event.
You need to be precise and one with the horse.
Yeah,
you know?
You've got to be on it, like ready to rip. You don't want to be I mean, I guess it may make you more dialed in. But again, it was 3 days ago, so he'd be hungover. He'd just be bounced out. It's not like he's getting bagged up on pony.
No. He didn't have a big hoove and then jump on.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, he didn't. Sorry, I'm just slowly marking off fucking things. Is there anything else Olympics related that we've missed? So we've got medals.
Look, there's medals coming up.
Did Jess Fox win a medal?
No, she's through to the final semis.
Oh, so she's in the final. She's, I think, considered the greatest kayaker of all time.
But she hasn't won
gold. She hasn't won a gold at the Olympics. But she's won 7 world titles. Her mum was a goat. Her dad's a commentator.
Her mum's French.
Interesting. Mm. You know what? I think she is a very, very pretty woman, Jess Fox. Not that it matters. I'm just a man. I'm just saying it. I think she's very attractive. But she also kind of looks a bit like Kelly Slater. A
little bit, yeah. I actually don't mind the canoe slalom.
I find it makes me tired watching it.
I tell you what, it's much better than kayaking. Like, you know, at the end of the Olympics, you'll, like, flick it on, and where they used to have the rowing at the start, they've now got the kayaking, and it's like just people just going in flat water, paddling their ass off. This is ridiculous.
No. That's, you know what, it's kind of like when the party's died down and there's only a few people left, it's like the final few events of the Olympics where everyone's like, oh.
That's one of them. Yeah.
No one's really watching anymore. We've had our fill. I wonder when our fill is, because there is a point with the Olympics where you've had your fill.
I think it all kind of builds up towards like the big track and field events.
Yeah.
It starts with the swimming and as Australians, everyone's into the swimming. And then like the big hype is the 100 meters, which I feel like takes place around the halfway mark or just after.
Yeah.
I think it's next. I think it's this Saturday.
There. This Saturday?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Well, once that rolls around, I think everyone sort of gets a little bit of maybe because of the lockdown, at least in Australia, the ratings will be through the roof. But you certainly get a little bit like, okay, all right, I think we're done here. Now I'm just watching people canoe or kayak.
In a straight line on flat water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've had enough.
Not for me, thank you very much. But I think is that the Olympics?
Yeah. Look, obviously, this time next week, hopefully we've won more than one gold.
We've only got one gold with the girls.
I mean, it's not enough.
No, it's not enough. It's not what we're used to. A healthy diet.
It's early days. Early days.
A healthy diet of gold is what Australians are reared on.
That's it, baby.
It would be nice if we could get a few more, please, Australians.
Should we talk some rugby league time?
I think it's time we talk some rugby league. So, Eddie, the rugby league higher-ups have been doing all that they can to keep this game going, to keep it, not going. You know what
Eloquent.
I mean? Well said.
Some of your best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Moved to sort of Queensland after the Dragons fucked up. Then Jai Arrow gets kicked out of Origin camp for, you know, a bit of Zumba dancing. And then when you think, well, and I think you may have even said this on the show with Kempy once, that these things happen in threes.
They do. They happen in threes, mate. It's a thing.
Sure enough, Appy Coruscant has brought a bird into Origin camp twice, I think.
Yes.
And this is while they were locked down, not to be seeing people from the public, COVID bubbles, and has been chonging her. First things first, obviously, sad story for the Coruscant family. He's married, 2 kids. He's been a bit of a scumbag. But just from, like, the general standpoint of, like, a rugby league fan being a stakeholder in the game, and the players are holding the torch for a short period of time, which is their careers, and then they go on. I stay a fan.
They're custodians.
They're custodians of the game.
Yes.
If fucking any more rugby league players, like if they don't pull their head in and just take this shit seriously, you don't have to believe COVID. You can be a fucking freedom fighter, you know, Kevin Gordon-esque sort of a tinfoil hat dead shit. That's fine. But just know that the game will be fucking stopped and you won't get paid if you can't just keep your goddamn dick in your pants or your fucking brain switched on for a couple of months. No one's saying that it's easy. I'd point your direction and your gaze to the people whose businesses are being fucking melted by these lockdowns that they spent their lives building. And fucking they're living at home with their 4 kids who are all fucking psycho and probably have like, you know, ADD and they're just wanting to, you know, I won't even continue. Just keep your shit together. Like, it's not that fucking hard. And you see, like, you're living in, you're staying in hotels on the Gold Coast. Like,
mate, it looks pretty,
life's all right.
It looks all right to me.
Stop trying to fuck random. They've been
kicking
hoes.
Out. They've been kicking out weddings, which we've got confirmation.
Exactly.
On.
We've got very, we got good on the good oil. There are weddings getting pissed off left, right, and center. The state's bent over. Also, the families are getting allowed to get up there, and then the families are passing each other food through the fucking. Again, I know these things aren't mean spirited. It's not people trying to be, you know. Intentionally bad, but it's like you have to be more switched on here because the game will get shut down. What the fuck don't you get about that? Do you know what they're doing now in some of the lockdowns? The Queensland government is making them gaffer tape the balcony doors closed.
Saw that. Outrageous. That's what we've got to. They're like, these people can't be trusted.
They can't be trusted. There are drones. They're flying around the hotels to make sure they don't break protocol. In what world do we need to do that for fucking like these very fortunate families of rugby league players who are allowed to have their husbands still earning great money playing footy and that their fucking competition is bending over backwards to accommodate the families of these people to get them on the, like, I'm sure it's not perfect. I'm sure it's not like exactly, there'd be hardships within that. I heard, you know, parents with children or like babies and shit, and they don't have like microwaves or kettles in the room so they can't heat up bottles and all that stuff. Sure, I get that, and I'm sure that those things are fucking annoying or causing headaches. But my God, if these people fuck the game and the season when Manly's looking good.
When we're looking great.
I'm going to be furious. And I think for someone like Coruscant, right, he's got 2-game suspension, 30 grand fine or whatever. If any other fucking player does it, they should be kicked out of the comp for the rest of the season.
I love how Apri was like, he was flying so close to the sun, right? Like he's wheeling and dealing on Instagram and then he's just fucking shortballing them into Snapchat because his wife didn't know he had it and shit, like, so he can get up to his nefarious actions. It wasn't until Jai Arrow got done that he was like, whoa, fuck, I better woo up here.
Oh, whoa,
like,
whoa,
he's
whoa.
Got to book in another room in the hotel. He's sneaking out tonight. He's like, I've got a fucking roommate. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm thinking to myself, where's the roommate think you've gone?
For seven hours,
and you, like, he got back at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, what is
that? Like, what are you saying?
You went out for a jog? What are you doing? You come back sweating in your underpants.
Like with a fucking smirk on your face. Where, I don't understand.
The desperation for the rugby league player to
get a nut off.
Just to get to, but surely, and I think this may have been sent to us.
But like, he's smuggling her in. Fucking in
like
the lips.
Like he's a people smuggler. Yeah, yeah, or something.
Yeah. You know, like, mate, he'd get people across the American border from Mexico into. 100% he'd make good coin. He's talented. We'll start there. He's talented at people smuggling.
Wags.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not wags. So what are they?
I was going to say
they're
dancers,
not a girlfriend.
But,
not a girlfriend. Smuggling thoughts.
Thought smuggler. Now he's smuggled, like, and then he's, you know, up in her own room and shit. I'm like, bruh, the desperation, the lengths you're going to get a seed off here is unbelievable.
I wonder, how, like, what level the NRL player, maybe.
Like, is he getting off on the fucking.
Well, it'd be the sneakiness
on
of
the
it.
On the sneakiness of
but
it?
But also, like, but I wonder,
though.
Because
it's a sneaky shag.
I wonder, though, like, if you're a rugby league player, professional athlete or whatever, and. How many of them are like sex addicts, truthfully? Like, where your life's gone from just being a person to then being like every chick at the local RSL wants to chong you. Mm. No matter where you go, you're getting like just overwhelming attention.
Well, like that brushes with lame Connor Watson, who's an absolute dish. Like, you know, it seems like that story of him just getting it served up on a platter and then he's gone. He's gone home for a nice, you know, consensual threesome. I'm like, if that was happening every weekend, it'd be.
You'd be wanting it all the time.
You'd be wanting it all the time. I can see where you might develop an addiction.
An addiction to sex.
To honeys.
If honeys are just throwing themselves at you and you're a.
And you're inviting them back to
Winnie
share
the Pooh
your bed. You're
addicted to honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh, probably the first cartoon to expose the youth to the problems with addiction because Winnie the Pooh had a honey addiction like nothing else.
Like nothing else. And he used to carry a fucking.
A pot around
a,
of it.
A pot around. It's like hanging around his neck.
I need honey. It's like, dude, you need to relax. And no wonder. And Eeyore was a smackhead.
Yeah, well, no wonder he was so depressed. He was hanging out with an addict all day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, Eeyore's like, my friend's an addict.
My friend's. I've tried talking to him. He won't see.
He won't see. Anyway, so I think that the rugby league player is potentially. There's some sex addiction there. But like. I mean, it's also just the height of stupidity, right?
Mate, it's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. And it wasn't until Jai got done, even though he knew he was flirting with fucking fire big time.
Yeah.
Mate, it's unbelievable.
And
he'll like, is he, does Freddie put a line through
him? Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. I think what's his face had said as much. Brandy Alexander on.
Did this come out because the thought in question reached out to the wife?
That's also it as well, right? It's like you, the chick who like sleeps with a married man, because it's two to tango here. Appy, a fucking idiot. But a chick who sleeps knowingly with a married man and then goes and fucking tells the chick, like, for what reason do you go and just completely ruin someone's life? Obviously, you would want to know if your partner's cheating on you, but you'd probably want to hear it from your partner. Like, I don't, there's just something where it's like this chick like involving herself in this family, in this life, fucking the husband, then telling the wife, and you're just like, dude, what?
The thought had a guilty conscience, you know what I mean? Sure. And wanted to be purged of it. That's what I reckon's happened.
To me, there's like a selfishness, or
Appy's been like, fuck it. Next thought, you know what I mean?
He did. He brushed her because he's like, I got to go back to my family, which is like, again, I'm not justifying anything he's done here, but you can see how the rugby league man thinks, where they're just like, they just want a chong and then be done with it.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, they want a chong without consequence.
Yes, exactly.
Which, it's crazy to me that they haven't realised there's...
More chongs with consequence than without consequence.
Particularly if you're married.
Yes.
If you're single, you can flop your hog out whenever you want. Not a problem. But if you're married with kids... Like, they don't seem to recognize, and obviously I'm generalizing here, but that the difference between being single and married doesn't really seem to click.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it hasn't clicked on Appy's case, you know what I mean?
Look, yeah, I think there's a lot of chonging that goes on.
And, like, more so what's crazy to me is that Appy and Jai Arrow, like, Appy, your team is essentially coming first. Jai Arrow, you're an origin camp. Like, if you were some, like, 16th place club who, like, your season was done already and you just wanted a chong, like, sure, but, like...
They were both in origin camp. That's what's... It's like, you are in state of origin camp, Appy, and you haven't even played a game yet, and you aren't taking this seriously? Like, just fucking... Take origin seriously, dude. That's why they probably don't want him there now, because it's like, you just come in here and try and fuck... Just try and fuck random birds off Instagram in Origin camp? Put the game at risk? Put Origin at risk? Because you just want to get a nut off?
Yeah, like is getting a nut off, would that have been more satisfying than a potential clean sweep in Origin?
Yeah.
Really, Appy?
Well, but Appy wants to have his cake and eat it too, do you know what I mean? That's what Appy wants.
Yeah.
Appy wants the best of both worlds.
Yeah, he does.
And he's had a crack at the big time. He's gone, fuck it. I'm going to throw a Hail Mary here. It hasn't worked. It
hasn't worked.
But I reckon there's people throwing Hail Marys all the fucking time.
Oh, well, that's it. I mean, we said this before. It's like, imagine the things you don't hear about. Because there'd be plenty more of those. It's the iceberg thing where it's like majority of the iceberg below the surface.
But look, disappointing. They need to get their fucking shit together so we've got rugby league for the rest of the season.
Yes.
God help us. God save us. But I think we should be all right. Fingers crossed.
Well, the Queensland Health Minister was like, they are literally on their last warning.
Did you reckon that was like a...
Yeah.
Well, yes, because I believe...
You know what I mean?
Political side of things is like, we want the Rugby League Grand Final.
No one loves rugby league more than Queensland.
Except New South Wales.
And it's a pretty fucking... Be a short career if you stop rugby league up there, I reckon. They'd fucking bin you at the next election, surely.
Yeah, they'd have to, right?
Do you know what I mean? That's what gives me some solace. Jai Arrow at the team barbecue... was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I didn't know what I was what to expect there. And then Josh Mansell, was it? Filming him on his fucking laptop over in the corner. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
That was great because it's just like, it's that thing of like, you know, when you fuck up and then you move on. It's like, it's not like you're in the you're not in trouble forever. It was obviously a dumb thing that he did, but you're not in trouble forever. I mean, Appy's is worse because he's cheating on his wife, you know? Jai's cheating on his missus, which obviously isn't good either. But there's a difference.
Married with kids is a level up. We all know that.
Yes, it is.
We all know that. In the hierarchy of fucked up, you know, cheating shit, it's higher up the ladder.
Yes.
It's higher up the ladder.
It's higher up the ladder. We know that in the hierarchy of needs.
Maslow said that, Tom.
He did. But also when you see like the text message thread, I think that also was released from in Appy's case, it was just like, oh, yuck. This is... This is a rugby league soap opera at its absolute best. When the texts leak, you're just like, Jesus Christ, this is a shit show. And then he's dropped for 2 weeks from Penrith. Like, mate, Penrith want to be careful, man. They didn't look convincing against the Broncos. Cleary's out. Attack's clunky.
Well, yeah, we're playing them on Saturday night. They're going to be without Cleary, Coruscant, probably Isaiah Yeo as well.
Isaiah Yeo got knocked to shit, dude. Yeah. How that's not a send-off for getting fucking...
I tell you what, if I'm Penrith, and I don't know how it's going to shake out...
And then they play the Roosters the week after, so Appy's missing games against Storm.
I don't know how it's going to shake out, but like, if I'm Penrith, I'm starting to get a little bit worried, because if Cleary comes back, he's not quite right come finals time, they might go loss-loss. Especially if they get us second round.
Yeah, well, they're in big trouble if they get us second round. That's
they could lose their top two spot even.
Well, yeah, that's right, because Souths are coming close.
Yeah, if Souths win this week, they'll go on equal amount of points with whoever loses in Storm Panthers.
The Storm are just... Well, you know what? You guys didn't look very good against the Cowboys either.
We didn't, but we were missing a few players.
You were, but you've done well to date missing players.
Yeah. I think what we missed big time was like Finucane and Kafusi in the middle. Like we couldn't get a roll on. And also we were trying to score off every single play like in the first half, which I think Munster comes in and helps just calm it down a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
No, look, I don't think you should be worried. Yeah. You guys are fucking, you still got the job done. But it was funny. So I was watching it with Harvey, friend of the show, and he's a Cowboys fan. But he needed Kenny Bromwich and Remus Smith to score, and he was going to win like $1,200.
Oof.
But he's a Cowboys fan, and the game was in the balance in those last few minutes, and Remus Smith had scored, so he just needed Kenny Bromwich to score. And it was like, if Kenny scores, you win $1,200, or if Cows score, they win. And I'm like, what do you want? And he's like full-on Cowboys fan. I think he cried when they won the comp. And he's like, dude, I think a win. We're like, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. You can't even make the finals, really. As if you don't just take the fucking 12 grand and 1,200 and bounce. There's no way. That being said, I don't think I don't know how I would be. If Manly, like, now.
Yeah, but the Cowboys suck. Like, your place in the bottom eight.
Yeah.
Accept your fate and take the money.
Take the money.
You're getting a fucking short ball out of your shit old mess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no glory where you are except potential punting wins. Yeah. So, like, be realistic, mate. That's what I would say.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's very
fair enough.
No, I think that's fair.
Tom, what do you make of New Zealand and Australia pulling out of the World Cup at the end of the year? I got to say that I think it's fucking ridiculous.
It seems kind of weird. There was something about it being like it makes their, like, part of the players' CBA is that they get a certain amount of time off at the end of each year, like 6 weeks-ish. And so it would mean that the international players wouldn't be rejoining their club until like February or something like that. So that was one of the reasons. But
how do the players feel about it?
Yeah, I don't think the players are even consulted. That's why I think there's a bit of like, what the fuck? But players can also still go. So like, if you play for Tonga, if you play for, like, I don't think they can even hold you back from going. So it's just like, if you're Australian and New Zealand, you can't play. It seems pretty fucking weak. And I think they're like, some of the people in rugby league are like, we'll just do it next year. It's like the Football World Cup's on next year. No one's going to give a fuck. You've got a bit of clear air here in England.
And then there's rugby World Cup the year after.
And the 2022 World Cup's at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's usually in the middle of the year, but it's at the end of the year because it's too hot in Qatar.
Yeah.
And we all know how they won the World Cup.
Yes.
Qatar is fucking tiny. It's like the size of Canberra.
Yeah, yeah, but you just...
They're building cities to build stadiums in it.
And then because
they didn't have enough stadiums.
They're the things that will survive like in a 20,000 years.
How many people have died building the stadiums? It's a staggering number.
It's like sad how many people have died to build this fucking thing.
Apparently they'd fucking promise work. That people would fucking go there for work, then they'd take their passport so they couldn't leave, and they were like just stuck in this fucking, basically like work camps.
They'd take their passport?
Yeah. So they couldn't leave.
Apparently 6,500 migrant workers
have died.
Yep. And that's as of...
Just trying to find. Holy shit. I thought it'd be like 120.
No. They're like working them to the bone.
This is over the last 10 years since they've won.
Oh, I'm sorry. 600 people a year are dying. It's over the last 10 years. Like, you have, if you have one death on a job site in Australia, you'd have fucking work, health and safety up your asshole.
Yeah, they shut you down for fucking months. But, like, it just goes to show, they won off the promise that there would be air-conditioned stadiums. Like, they're like, oh, the technology will exist. It doesn't exist, and there isn't.
Oh, like, so it doesn't exist.
No.
You also can't drink in Qatar. Is that also a thing?
I think you can in Western hotels. But I don't think you can in the stadiums.
Again.
I know. It's, mate, it's like, it was such blatant corruption.
Yeah.
That it blows my fucking mind that it was, that people just didn't go,
but
we're boycotting this.
Doesn't matter anymore. It can be so blatantly in front of your face, as it is these days, and it's just like, oh, okay. Oh, that just happened. Like, it can be right in front of your fucking face, and they're basically saying it.
They were saying it. Everyone got fucking fired. Everyone, like, what happened to all those dickheads? Who was the FIFA?
Sepp Blatter? Was it Sepp?
Sepp Blatter. Yeah, Blatter. Where's Sepp? Is Sepp, he locked up? Dead. Is Sepp with us?
Sepp was old as shit.
Nah, he's still alive. He's 85.
Where is Sepp, that corrupt old cunt?
That's fine.
On a yacht somewhere, it would seem.
Yeah, probably. He lives in Zurich.
Of course he does.
So that's fun.
That was ridiculous. We were bidding for that as well.
Yeah, we spent like a staggering, staggering amount of money, and I think we got one vote in the first round.
But I also think they take the money and then go, we'll let you know. It's not like we go, we'll give you $50 million if you give it to us. I think that money went.
No, it did.
Yeah.
No, that was what was spent on the bid. We got one vote in the first round and got knocked out.
Yeah. that would have been a surprise.
It's
to
like, read the room here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, pay more or don't try and compete with this thing.
Like, yeah, but we don't have that oil money.
Of course we don't.
We can't lie in those
pockets. Knows no depths.
It's literally knows no depths.
Knows no depths.
Plenty more where that came from as well. How does that tie in with the Rugby League World Cup? Well, it doesn't, but it sort of does because they can't have it next year. I'm just a little bit disappointed. They were like, we'll send a Maori side and an Indigenous side.
Yeah. I think, if anything, it's more exciting without Australia and New
That's
Zealand.
True. Imagine That's if an Indigenous point. Side went and ripped.
Imagine, yeah.
Cool.
Indigenous side, if there was boys that wanted to play, Maori side, if there's boys that want to play, I'm like, that would be sick.
That'd be fucking cool.
Still going to give it to the edge of the Indigenous boys, don't you?
I feel like a Maori side would probably take away from the other Pacific Island nations, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, if there are people who could either play for the Maori side or also have like Tongan or Samoan or Fijian,
I don't think so.
As well.
Well, the Tongan side is pretty strong.
Well, like
already.
I mean, you think about someone like Jerome Luai, who played for the Junior Kiwis. I think he could play for New Zealand, but he's playing for Samoa. So he'll be playing for Samoa at the World
I think
Cup.
Samoa's his like.
Yeah, like that's like they still want to.
Oh,
like,
really? I thought he chose New South Wales. That's weird. I don't know.
No, he is. You can. He's a tier two nation.
Oh, so he's a turncoat.
No, it's not.
Samoa's a tier two nation.
It's a tier two nation. Yeah. Do you understand rugby league?
No, I understand that. I also remember when he said he chose Queensland, that video of him. No,
he was just joking about that.
That was a joke.
Of course he was, yeah.
Fucking learn how to joke.
He's got no, like, I bet he was upset about that Batuta article. I bet he's in there going, this aged well? He's a this aged well guy.
Don't be this age well.
Don't be a this age well.
I've got the photo of my phone saved of a well that's old, and I just posted it saying, this aged well.
That was random.
That was. Get out. anyway, I wonder whether there's still time for them to be like, all right, we'll compete. Or whether it's like, no, we're not doing
it. But just don't roll out the COVID is a threat yarn.
Yeah. That's
like, that's weak.
Yeah, that is weak.
Vaccinate and get on with the job. There's fucking millions living over there. Like,
well, we've got mates over there who are like, they're all fucking COVID protocols are just dropped. They're done. They're out. Like, it's just, there's nothing.
On you go.
My mate was like, I was Skyping the other day. He's like, he was double vaxxed. But he's like, yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure I've got COVID right now. Like, it's everywhere. He's like, but it's just like a bit of a fucking head cold. Like, it's just nothing you can do. But they've also got their contact tracing apps, I think. So, like, if you're coming to, so, like, if you get COVID and we have walked past each other or been near each other at some point, I'll get a notification saying, like, you should isolate for 14 days because you've been a close contact of a COVID person. But now in England, they're just like deleting the apps and just going, fuck it. He was like, yeah, dude, we all just deleted our fucking apps and we're just like rolling with it because it's out there now.
They didn't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
Yeah. I was about to say, I heard it gets more contagious as it mutates, but less
deadly.
Less deadly.
Well, I think it's because you're vaccinated.
Well, there's that as well. Obviously, vaccination fucking helps. Don't get vaccinated! Is there anything else rugby league related, Eddie, or is that, have we come to the point where we just sort of roll under the dribbles and be done with it?
I just wanted to say one thing.
Yeah, I'd like you to.
Morgan Harper's the greatest line runner in the comp. There, I said it. No one runs a tidier line. Find me someone that does.
Find someone that runs a tidier line and I'll find a liar.
I just felt like
no, that look, that's to be said. You know what? It's important you did that. We haven't really touched on Manly, and look, we don't need to touch too much. I think it was a fucking.
I don't think we need to touch on them. I just wanted to say that. Shout out to Morgan Harper.
Yep. Shout out to
best line runner in the comp.
Ola Kawatu, the hardest hitting, hardest running, most intimidating player in the NRL right now.
Full stop. Maybe in world sport.
Maybe in world sport, but definitely the most terrifying prospect in the NRL. And to Josh Schuster, who, oh, sorry, he also has a running game. Whoops. Sorry, didn't you know that? Yeah, you know, he also has a running game and a sidestep. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that. Terribly sorry.
Terribly sorry. Oh, Tommy Turbo shaved his head, which, you know what that means? That means he's just here to play footy.
Also, don't know if you know this, punters or dribblers, but in terms of rugby league sides that have won the comp during Olympic years, Manly's won the most. Three. So
Four.
Going to be five.
Yeah. Wow. And the Bulldogs. They're coming last. So basically Manly favourites to win the comp. Cherry Evans, 2 tries. Oh, form halfback of the comp.
That is funny.
Get out, Dave. I actually think you could make that argument, though. Cherry Evans, best halfback in the comp, 2 tries for Manly.
I don't disagree. I think you could also make the argument for Jerome Hughes.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
But Jerome would be second.
No, Jerome would be second. You could make the argument for Jerome, but you'd be making it for second place.
And Cleary, obviously, last because he's not playing.
He's not playing.
So how can you be good if you're
no, playing? You're actually, Cleary's the worst half in the comp right now.
Statistically,
because he's not playing.
He had zero run meters on the weekend, zero offloads, zero tackles.
Yeah.
He was shit.
Yeah, I think
Brody Croft gave him a run for his money, but...
Well...
You'd have to get negative in all...
Did Brody categories. Play on the weekend?
Yeah.
Poor old Brody. I actually feel sorry for Brody Croft.
Sports ruthless.
It is ruthless.
He was called like the next Kronk when he started at the Storm. That was fun.
I think he was a victim of his name starting with the same three letters.
And playing in a Melbourne.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what did him in.
And coming in right after him. It's like, do you want to be the next Leggy after Warnie?
No, you don't. No. And whoever that was.
History has told us a valuable lesson, punters and dribblers. And take this with you through your life. You never want to be the next Leggy after Shane Warne.
No. Never be the next Leggy after Shane. Who was?
Exactly.
Because I actually don't even know.
They picked Steve Smith as a leg spinner when he first.
He wasn't the first one, though. No. He wasn't
there
first.
There was also, like, was Jason Crozier?
I don't know if he was an off spinner. There was Crozier, yeah. Bryce McGain, fucking Xavier Doherty. Michael Beer. I think they were all off spin, though. I don't know. I can't. Again, I don't know.
I tell you what, though, just to fucking bow COVID. They better get this fucking thing under control for no other reason than the Ashes at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Do they know what's at stake?
Yeah.
This isn't here every fucking day.
No.
We got to wait 4 years for it to come back.
Well,
don't you ruin our time to shine.
No, please, for fuck's sake. For the love of God.
Don't fucking ruin our time to shine. Fuck me dead.
I've also got a question.
This is what the nation lives for.
Well, Tom. It's all we've got to fucking live for. It's all we've got.
It's all I've got.
It's all we've got, motherfuckers. Obviously, Manly wins the comp into an Ashes win. It's all we've got. Don't fuck this. Don't fuck it.
I also
want to be able to go, although we might be in Tasmania.
We can go to day one, day two.
Okay.
Which of the days you want to go to?
Are you concerned about that, actually? There's a little bit now, like the more these lockdowns are going on.
Well, so like I was of the belief.
This is your wedding we're talking about in Tasmania.
Yeah, this is my wedding in Tassie. I was like, this is a good thing because it means that
get it out of our system
as a people.
Like when you throw up when you're drunk, it's like, nah, get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system. Get people vaccinated. Because I mean, before we entered this lockdown, there was about about 10 people that were fully vaccinated in the country. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like no one was vaccinated. Now we're starting to get a bit of a wriggle on. Hopefully we can build momentum off the back of this and it's all good for January. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the silver lining I'm looking at. because if there was, if we just kept coasting, I would have been getting nervous, like something's going to fucking pop up here.
Yeah, so we kind of need to get people vaccinated out of the lockdown, and then people just like living their lives again.
We've got 5.5 months.
Okay, that's all right.
To have open borders to Tassie, because it'll be there'll be no restrictions down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We play on down there. You do whatever you want. As long as we can get in.
We just got to get in. Have you got a contingency? Is there insurance for weddings and
COVID? They'll move it. We can just move it down the road.
Yeah, no, I know, right. But there's like, you don't, I'm just like, you'd think, that I just wonder how, that was a deep breath of someone who's stressing.
I'm not, okay, if we're in lockdown in October, I'll be nervous. Yeah. If we enter November and we're still in lockdown, I'd be like, "Ooh, yeah, this isn't good."
Because if you can't get away,
a November lockdown will be fucking etch as shit.
That's a long time to be. I don't know. Like, that's also something. Like, I think that truthfully, I think we fucking were like disrespectful to the reality of a lockdown when Victoria were going through it. And we're all having a bit of a laugh. I'd be like, "Oh, fucking Victoria, shut up!" And then even when we were in it in the early stages of it. It was like, oh, you know, like it's not, obviously it's not good, but it's not the worst. But also, again, that's from a fucking person who's living with like a wife and child and sort of my life's relatively locked down anyway. But like, once you start to get into it and then I've got friends who live by themselves and you're seeing and hearing people and like businesses are getting fucked over, you're like, oh, I completely see now how people in Victoria who've had 5 of the motherfuckers would just be like losing their shit. It gets old quick, that's for sure.
When the Olympics isn't with us fucking every hour of the day, I'll be like, ooh, brah, yeah. Fucking
if
hell.
It's still locked down, like, after the NRL Grand Final for that, like, 3 weeks where there's no sport on, like, it's going to be a big problem.
Well, dude, the NFL's on.
Steph's having a kid. I'm having a kid. We're having a kid in October.
What date?
21st. I just want to make sure, I don't know now, and I mean, but, like, that I'm able to be there.
A mate of mine, Camilla, had a kid recently, a boy. Shout out to Alfie. Dave, her partner, was allowed in. You can have one person.
Yeah, well, that's because I was like, that's fucked. Also, while we're shouting out for babies, Rugby World Cup hero and friend of the show, Sam Carter, had a baby a couple of weeks ago.
Did he?
Well, in June. I'm late to the party, Carter, I apologise. Goldie. And then friend of the show, Mark Roddy, had a boy last week, Oscar. So shout out to all and sundry. And Milesy had a kid a couple of weeks ago as well. Didn't know about it. Shout out Milesy.
They're falling out.
Their
fucking
kids
hell.
Are everywhere, dude. Kids are everywhere.
Not
myself
here.
Included. Not on this half. But
not on this half.
I tell you, once it happens, my God.
21st of October, if that happens, that's the same birth date as Kim Kardashian and Bernard Tomic.
Oh, they say that the second one, that's not fantastic to share. Jesus Christ, Dave.
Move it back. If you move it forward 2 days.
Damian Martin is a good one.
Yeah, Damian Martin's good.
If you move it forward 2 days, you'll get my grandma and my sister.
Well, they say second children come early. So
I'd be only for the 19th.
I was late and I was second child.
Okay, Dave, shut the fuck up.
David Campese as well.
No, my God.
Get the fuck away from the 21st.
We're hoping for an early arrival. What's also happened, Evie has started, I don't know if I said this before, Evie started to call me Tom. And it's fucking, I don't like I call my parents by their first name, like not always, but I do it. And I probably started doing that when I was like 12. But I can't tell you.
I've never heard you call Bill Dad.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like Bill and Annabelle and like, I do still do it, but hearing, Evie started copying Steph because Steph will be like, if she needs me for something, she'll be yelling at me from across the house.
They love a yell.
And she has a tone to her voice when she's calling out to me, like it's naggy a lot of the time. Love you, Steph, greatest respect, but you know it's true. Evie has started mimicking the tone as well. So it's like, Tom! 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 And I'm like, it's Dad, thank you. And she like now knows that it's a smart ass thing to do. So she now loves to call me Tom. And like whenever she's like, I'm not in the room or I'm doing something, you just hear in the other room, Tom! Tom! I'm like, fuck! Keep trying to get her to call Steph to try and fuck with her. Just not happening. Not happening. So shout out to Evie Rose. But she's
got you by the balls.
She's
bro.
Got me by the balls. So punters, dribblers, Tom here, recording from the studio at home, so it may sound a little different.
Unfortunately, we've had a tech fuck up. This is where you'd listen to the dribbles, but the dribbles, they do not exist. Now, D or Dave now an employee, so we can't shoot him. Also technically not his fault, but we are feverishly trying to find an intern that we are going to be able to execute. We're looking into it. If anyone's got an intern they'd like to put up for a shooting, a whipping, please let us know. But unfortunately, Dribble ceased to exist. So, short podcast this week. But there's a bit in the works, so there might be a bit more content for your ass in the upcoming not-too-distant future. But, yeah, that's basically it. Manly 13 plus. Sorry for the fuck-up. We'll see you in a couple of days. Maybe next week. Who knows? All right, bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?